crazy as kick coverage is, but also, you know, blocking and defending kicks and punts.
Yeah, I think it's just the amount of time that we've put emphasis on special teams. You know, back in the early 2000s, we were outstanding on special teams. And I think, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, we kind of got away from that. And, you know, I think Coach realized that. And, you know, he made a big emphasis on that in the off season. That, you know, we're going to, you know, spend the needed amount of time to become successful on special teams. And I think we've done that. And, you know, I think we're starting to see improvement in, you know, in all aspects of special teams.
What's the biggest difference you've seen between now and Chris White before with Lester coaching special teams?
You know, he just takes a different approach to it. You know, he just, the way his philosophy is on, you know, coaching really every aspect. You know, it's just a lot more attitude driven rather than, you know, techniques and things like that. You know, he realizes that, you know, special teams, it's, you know, it's all about the attitude you take out there on the field. And, you know, I think he's done a good job with that.
Run support extra important this week?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's going to be a more physical game, definitely. You know, this is a little different type offense. So, you know, we've seen the first couple weeks, you know, they're not really the spread option type team. They really like to, you know, pound it between the tackles. And, you know, I think we've shown that we can have success stopping the run. And, you know, we're going to have to continue to do that this week.
How does it change things for you guys as a defense when you go up against a quarterback that is obviously probably looking to run first and do so in a manner that's similar to like a running back or a fullback?
Yeah. You know, just it's a little different. You know, but we've seen plenty of those type of quarterbacks who look to make plays with their feet, and you know, that's not something we're really foreign to, so I think it's it'll be good. And you know, it's just something we have to prepare for this week.
Coach Ferentz tells us that B.J. Lowry's a Monopoly player.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, actually, you know, we had a couple times this offseason when we had you know, some team activity type things, and you know, he ran the table on all of us. And
really,
you know, he's a good Monopoly player, and it's not something I'd want to put my money up against him doing.
Seriously, how do you?
I don't know. He's just a lucky guy. Yeah. You know, he's just roll the dice. You know, he's something that I like to take him to the casino with me or something like that. And, you know, get him on the craps table or something like that. You know, he's got the luck with the dice in his hand.
Tanner, given this is a program the last few years that whether you win or whether you lose, the game's usually close. So how big was it last week to be able to give the backups like almost a half to play?
Sure.
Can I get that experience?
You know, that's huge. You know, we're a team that we take pride in the next man in, and you know, those you never know when those situations are going to occur throughout a season. And you know, we got a lot of, you know, Big Ten's a physical conference, and you know, and, anytime you can get guys that kind of work, you know, in the non-conference games, you know, that's just going to help you down the road. And because, you know, when you never know when a guy's going to go down. And I think that was, you know, huge for us in getting that kind of experience for that many guys to be able to use, you know, if something were to happen, you know, in Big Ten play.
I know you came in the second half when BJ got a second interception, but how are you holding up?
No, I feel good. Yeah, I mean, I feel fine. It's, you know, only having to, you know, play 30 or 40 snaps in that game, that helped a lot. And, you know, it's just a six-week grind here that we have before we have our first, you know, bye week. So we have to, you know, just stay focused for 2 more weeks, and then, you know, we'll evaluate where we're at, you know, health-wise and as a team. And, you know, it's, you know, I feel great.